Like many European cities, Paris is trying to deal with the issue of homelessness. Over the last few months, groups of homeless people have created small villages of tents along the River Seine and around the French capital. It's part of a campaign to draw attention to the homeless, as Anita Elash reports from Paris.
The fabled left bank of the River Seine is one of the most beautiful and famous urban riverbanks in the world. Boatloads of tourists cruise by and people picnic by the water. But others on the riverbank are on a more serious mission.
Bonjour, c'est Médecins du Monde. Y a quelqu'un?
A doctor from the aid organization Médecins du Monde is visiting a group of street people who live in a cluster of tents. There are 16 tents lined up along the river,
Bonjour.
With clotheslines strung between trees, clusters of chairs here and there, and a few skateboards scattered about. Three men are baking bread over an open fire, and others are playing chess or getting drunk.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
There are settlements like this all over Paris now.
Bonjour.
Most of the tents came from Médecins du Monde, which has worked with the homeless in France for 13 years. Since December, they've distributed 300 tents to people who refuse to stay in emergency shelters. Patrick David is the vice president of Médecins du Monde.
Now we are sure that living in the street kill people. So next step was to show this poverty. When you have one man living on the ground, it's not so visible. People can turn the head, nobody sees them. If you put a tent, it makes that visible. And you have to give your point of view about that.
Médecins du Monde has certainly attracted attention. In the spring, Parisians started to complain about the eyesore and potential health hazards. It's not illegal to camp or to be homeless in Paris, so last month, the socialist mayor, Bertrand Delanoë, asked the tent dwellers to move. So far, few have agreed. And some say that the tent settlements only encourage people to stay on the street. Xavier Emanuelli is president of SAMU Social de Paris, a government-funded agency that provides emergency services for the homeless.
Plus vous distribuez de tentes,
the more tents you distribute, the more people will buy their own, or neighbors will donate them. And that forms a real conglomeration of tents in places that aren't meant for it. They also form groups. You see organizations emerging, with leaders, alcohol and all that. So it's harder for us to get access to them.
Back at the tent settlement, the doctor from Médecins du Monde is trying to figure out if a man holding a German Shepherd needs medical attention. There are said to be between 2 and 15,000 homeless in Paris. Bertrand Delanoë has asked for funding for 5,000 new spaces in temporary shelters. One of the street dwellers, who would only give his name as Rod, says he's been homeless for 6 years. He set up his tent 3 weeks ago and expects that it might take a while before anybody moves.
The more of us there are sleeping here, the less police can do about it. The social services brought us mattresses so that we would be comfortable, and they are happy because we don't make any trouble. Now everyone is happy.
A government-appointed mediator is to report on the problem this month. Médecins du Monde says it will keep handing out tents until it's satisfied people are being properly housed. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.